Now, we're all guilty of making up excuses, aren't we?
Sorry, there was traffic.
Couldn't come to work, accidentally got on a plane.
Or, as one person told the UK tax office, my ex-wife left my tax return upstairs, but I suffer from vertigo and I can't go and get it.
That one seems almost plausible. Maybe not. Do these excuses really work, though? And what makes some excuses better than others? Well, Paulina Sleva is researching excuses at the University of Cambridge. Best one I ever got, actually. Quite funny. It was a guy who forgot to turn up to this programme. And we rang him up when we were on air and we said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I'm really sorry, I've forgotten." And it was ironic because actually it was a show all about memory. But welcome to the programme. Why do you study this, Pauline?
I got interested in excuses because they're absolutely everywhere. It's something that we come across in our daily life all the time. But then they also come up in the courtroom, for example, where, you know, lawyers evaluate excuses and they're valid excuses that you can make in the course of a criminal inquiry.
And what's the best one you've come across? As in the best, perhaps the lamest excuse?
Oh, the lamest ones, particularly when teaching undergraduates, is, "Sorry, I forgot to attach my essay."
That's classic. Yeah, the email must have gone missing. Everyone blames the technology. And yeah, that's pretty common, I must admit. So how are you actually going about studying this then? What's the actual methodology?
Right. So I am a philosopher. And of course, philosophers' laboratories tend to be armchairs in general. But we draw on a whole range of methods. Ordinary speech, you know, how we speak about a particular phenomenon, how we make excuses, how we respond to excuses, a little bit of linguistics as well. And then also psychology is important.
And what are you just gathering examples of people making excuses and then looking at the context to try to understand why do people make excuses in what sorts of settings?
What originally started interesting me is just what the various different kinds of considerations that we appeal to, you know, from a headache to provocation, what they have in common.
Why do you think people resort to excuses? Why are we not just honest and say, "Look, I'm really sorry, I'm just lazy," or "I'm really sorry, but I had a better offer. I went to the pub, I didn't do my homework"?
Well, I think it's important to distinguish two things, right? So having excuses and making excuses. So very often we do genuinely have an excuse. So we failed to do something, but there is a consideration that mitigates our blame for it.
Is this almost like the sort of the verbal equivalent of haggling then? You know, I want to buy something for X and you want me to pay Y. And we kind of meet in the middle where I make an excuse for what I have done or haven't done. And that's kind of middle ground.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, when we fail to live up to our obligation in general, it means that we incur some other obligations. So now I owe an apology or I owe an explanation or I might owe you a drink or some other kinds of compensation.
So reciprocity.
Reciprocity, yeah. And part of what happens when you're making an excuse, I think, is you're trying to negotiate just what the fallout is from your norm violation or your failed obligation. You know, you're trying to negotiate just how much of an apology you owe and what kind of apology it really is.
And some people are obviously better at that than others. But have you come across a formula then, almost for what constitutes a good excuse? So if I want to make an excuse for something and I want it to actually sound pretty plausible and actually have the consequence I intend, which is people will forgive me or let me off for whatever I failed to deliver on, is there a recipe for success in this?
There is. The devil lies in the detail. So a good excuse acknowledges that things went wrong. You didn't act as you should have done.
So I've got to hold my hands up, first of all. I'm sorry. So a bit of an apology. And then I'm sorry, I should have done X. So I acknowledge the issue.
You acknowledge the issue.
What comes next?
And then you say, but the intention on which I acted, where intention is something like your plan for action, that one was morally adequate. And the reason why it failed to work was because of some unforeseen circumstances, something beyond your control.
So it's like the ABC, acknowledge for an A, B is but, and then C, I could do better, but, you know, there we are.
That's
maybe
right.
Next time. Carry on. Well, now I know. I'm better warned as to how to make excuses to my workmates when I don't deliver in future. Pauline, thank you very much. That's Paulina Sleva, and she's published the paper on making golden excuses and why we do it in the journal Philosophy and Public Affairs. Go and take a look. Thank you.